Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Jaylana Stevett, the author, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Sex and a Single Girl blog. Wow, we are on season one, episode 23, the finale. And just like that, part one. Just like all the rest of the blogs, I have a part one and a part two. But we're going to close out this season. Wow, a lot has happened. And I'm very, 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 very excited to be able to do that. Man, y'all. So just like any other season, it's probably going to be, there are going to be some cliffhangers. And then I'm going to shut it down for a little bit. So I know y'all going to be a little bit sad probably, but I got to write the rest of the content instead of writing every day, downloading it, because I got a whole book to write and everything. So after this week, the season will be done. So what you can do is like and share my stuff with as many people as possible. But I will be back, and that is a promise. I will be back towards the end of January, beginning of February, to start a whole new season, a whole new season. So let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevett. And I also have a fan page, Jaylana Stevett, the author, which is growing by leaps and bounds. So go out there and like that. I share all of my content there as well. What's happening with the blog, what's happening with the book, all of that stuff. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevett, where I keep it nice and hot for you. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at JStevett, where I keep it even hotter. So yeah, those are all my social media handles. And you can also get information from my book anywhere the books are sold. But to keep it simple, stupid, you can go to www.jaylanastevett.com. So keeping it simple, stupid was not mean to be offensive to anyone. Okay. So, and just like that, the season is over for Sex and a Single Girl blog. So let's get further and let's just get right into it. You know, I know y'all can't really see me right now. I just got up and got some water because, hey, it's what I do. It's a podcast. So I want to make sure that as I get through this material, then I'm ready for y'all. So without further ado, and just like that, as we moved into winter, the change of seasons also caused the seasons to change for my girlfriends. I had to make sure that I kept up with them, considering all that had recently transpired. Keisha had a new boyfriend that kept her occupied, while Monique moved into singleness. Kamara bossed up in life, and Tammy, although nurturing, has seemed to be a little more secretive these days. And finally, after my encounter with Sheree and Monique that went sour, I felt like I needed to take a break, assess, and regroup. But I didn't see that happening in the foreseeable future. So as a stress reliever, I decided to plan a trip. Hell, if I couldn't go immediately, a few weeks in the future wouldn't hurt one bit. I wanted to go somewhere warm, but not exotic. Somewhere I could think about the next step and have fun and support at the same time. I didn't want to be alone, but I also wanted to escape all the craziness that I just went through. I also wanted to be somewhere warmer. I think I said that already. Although the weather outside was frightful, I needed something more delightful. So I reached out to my girl Mika in Atlanta to see what was popping. I text, "Ooh, hey beauty. Woo! Hey love, what's going on? Whoop! I need to get away for real. A lot of shit. Well, anywho, I was thinking of flying out there in a few weeks. Woo! Come on, love, I'll be here. What did you have in mind? Whoop! Well, I need some time to process some stuff, but I also need some time to unwind too. Woo! Well, whatever you need, I got you. Whoop! Okay, I'll hit you back with the details." And just like that, I planned my great escape. My phone dinged. It was a dating app that I had met Mr. Moto on. Mr. Moto's real name is Phoenix, by the way. But anywho, I pulled up my iPhone. It was a handsome, dark chocolate man, and I couldn't keep my eyes off him. His name was Bobby. Bobby ultra-liked me and then sent me a message. Boo Boo Kitty responded immediately. And just like that, I became intrigued. As the texting went back and forth between Bobby and I, Sheree called in. Good afternoon. Hey, girl. How you been, girl? Busy, busy, busy. Trying to take over the world. You know how that goes. I am excited about our little meetup with Kamara. I'm sorry you can't make it. I was really hoping you would be able to meet her. Girl, no worries. I'm sure we'll eventually connect. I've got so much going on myself. I know I was supposed to talk to you after I met up with the mall diva, but I was so excited, and I also have been quiet about things. Girl, you will never believe what is happening to me. Too much awesomeness to contain. Well, Sheree, free yourself, hunty. I most definitely can. Remember Red Hat from the cigar event? Well, at my sit down with her, she really liked my concept. She offered me the opportunity to open up my own retail space. OMG, that's way too exciting. I know, right? And to be located in the biggest mall in the city. Who does that? The universe, that's who. Talk about making boss bitch moves. So, talk to me. What's gonna be in this retail space, Sheree? You know what I'm about, holistic living. So, my shop will be self-care in a spiritual manner with crystals, sage, and a whole lot of other shit. It's gonna be pure dopeness. But the catch is, I only have 30 days to make this happen from beginning to end. So a sister is gonna be real busy over the next few weeks. Wow, girl. I am so blown away. Is there anything I can do for you? You know a sister busy herself. You know how I'm around. As a matter of fact, for those who can, I'm putting up a crowdfunding campaign. Well, Sheree, you know I'm all about giving, so you definitely have my support there. I can also share your endeavor with my audience. We got to help each other, girl. Thank you, love. I appreciate that. I have just started getting comfortable with the whole sharing piece on social media, so this will really help. And speaking of sharing, Monique has been sharing some really interesting stuff on her stories. Almost like she wants herself to be seen out there. By you know who, perhaps. That's interesting. I haven't been seeing any of her stuff. And just like that, Sheree became a business owner of her first retail store in a major mall in the Midwest. Monique. After I got off the phone with Sheree, I pondered the end of our conversation. I was excited about what was happening to her, but my spidey senses were tingling about something else. Sheree talked about Monique's social media stories and how she felt they were attention-seeking. What was going on with her? I picked up the phone and I dialed. It went straight to voicemail. I sent a text. Whoop. Monique, I haven't heard from you. I love you, girl. Give me a call. I noticed the message didn't show delivered or read. My antennas turned up even more. I pulled up the blue app. I searched her name, Monique Johnson. Nothing came up. I remember she may have went back to her maiden name, Tucker. I searched, and there she was. Wait a minute. It shows we have 135 mutual friends and the option to add her as a friend. Interesting. I wanted to assume positive intent. This is my new page. Perhaps she never added herself. I thought she did, but perhaps she didn't. I went to my old page and searched her name. I got the same response. an option to add her. What the fuck was going on? Oh, this bitch was being passive aggressive. Did she have something she needed to say or no? I begin to get pissed. Monique and I had known each other way too long for this shit. She's a Sagittarius and this shit is the shit they do. So why should I be surprised? Well, the Scorpio in me decided to be petty. I sent that bitch a friend request on both of my fucking pages. If she had an issue with me, I was gonna make that bitch address it. Within an hour, she accepted my request on both pages. I thought about sending her a message, but decided to see how this bitch was moving first. I continued with the rest of my day, paying no attention to the blue app or anything else that was happening in the social media world. The next day, after my morning meditation, my spidey senses went off again. I pulled up the blue app and did a name search for Monique again. Absolutely nothing. I went to my second page. Nothing. I called Sheree. I asked her to do some investigating. Sheree did a search and Monique came right up. As a matter of fact, they were still connected. Interesting. And just like that, Monique administered the block feature not only on the blue app, but on our friendship as well. Wow. Fuck that bitch. Be well, sis, and get exactly what you're entitled to, whatever that is. Keisha. After my discovery of the infamous block, I decided to call my girl Keisha. Since she was my oldest friend and always had the tea, I decided to tell her what happened with Monique. Perhaps I could get some insight on exactly what the fuck was happening with her. Not only did I call the vent, but I also knew she couldn't make it to meet up with Kamara as well, and I wanted to check in to see if she was still living her best life. Hey, girl. Girl, what's good? A motherfucking block, apparently. Bitch, what is you talking about? I just found out Monique unfriended me and administered the block feature. Ew. Is that so? Well, good for you, bitch. Wait a minute. How is that a good thing, Keisha? I'll tell you how. Because the one thing that you don't need is that girl's drama. I told you earlier them screets been talking. And as far as Monique is concerned, them bad boys is screaming. So Kamara was right. You got the tea, bitch. And you know I always have the tea. But because of a girl code, I ain't gonna put her shit out there. And when I say girl code, she your girl, not mine. Bitch, you a whole entire mess, sis. Nah, bitch, I'm petty like you. You know we come from a long line of pettykins. I'm petty like my great-grandmother before me. Oh, Keisha, I cannot. I ain't gonna tell all her business. But I will tell you this. The word on the street is that she is not the one that initiated the divorce. Bloop, bloop. Bitch, what? Now that's some tea for your ass. Yep. And in the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say about that. Okay, Keisha, okay. So let's move on then. So what's been going on with you and Ramon, bitch? He got you a hostage over there or what? He getting on my whole entire nerves. That's what's going on. I thought y'all was in love. What happened? Girl, I love his dirty draws, I ain't gonna lie. But he is so paranoid about the other men I've been with previously. Girl, what do you mean? Then Keisha began to explain. Over the course of her relationship with Ramon, it began to progress just like everyone else's. They met, they dated, they fucked, and spent all of their waking time together. But just like any relationship, Keisha and Ramon were not without their challenges. Keisha had a lot of energy, sexual energy. And because of that, Ramon was a little bit leery and borderline insecure about Keisha's previous conquests. I didn't understand until she explained. On one occasion, Ramon and Keisha were at a bar having drinks when out of the blue, a blast from the past came and interrupted their whole groove. Hey, what's up, Juicy? I thought that was you. How you been? Rob, hey, long time no see. Damn, you looking good, girl. What you doing later? Oh, you a dude now. Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Oh, man, what's up? What's up, my nigga? What's up? I call her Juicy, man. I call her Juicy because she used to take this Juicy Fruit gum and she used to do the Rob. Okay, it was nice seeing you. Damn, girl, that's fucked up. Damn, Keisha. Girl, I wish that was an isolated incident, but it seems like everywhere we go. Keisha and Ramon at the corner store. Keish, what's up, baby girl? Where you been with that good? Tyrone picks her up, spins her around, and plants kisses all over Keisha's neck. Tyrone, what is you doing? Nigga, put me down. Aw, oh, damn, it's like that? Your ass used to like being up in the air. I miss you, sweetness. Damn, you used to do that thing with that fruit roll-up. Really, Tyrone? Really? Okay. It was nice seeing you. Hey, call me. Call me when you done with that nigga. Keisha and Ramon at the VFW. Hey, would you know no good? Hey, Keisha, is that you? You remember me? It's me, Mackie Mack in the house, M-A-C-K-E-Y, Mackie Mouse in the house. Hey, Mackie, how you been? Well, you know, I'm just getting out from the hip surgery I had 2 months ago, and I had a lower back problem before that, and you know, I had got that prescription for the weed, you know, for my cataracts, but other than that, you know. Hey, girl, I'm gonna tell you something. I got that Viagra in. You know how we used to get that in. Oh, is that your man? Oh, man, my bad player from the Himalayas. No disrespect, it's all in love. Keisha, I love you, girl. Keisha and Ramon at the computer store. Number 123, please. Yes, my computer crashed the other day, and I'm just here to pick it up. Keisha, is that you? How are you? I miss you, Keisha. Why won't you come over anymore? Oh, I see. The big bad boyfriend. Keisha, I love the way you used to take your mouse and wrap it around my hard drive. That was just a little computer humor. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Sir, Keisha, I'll get your computer right away. Keisha and Ramon at the jewelry store. Which one you like, baby? Oh, Ramon. I like that one over there. You do? Well, maybe, just maybe, we can get that in the very foreseeable future. Ramon, baby, you are so good to me. Excuse me, Keisha? I thought that was you. What are you doing here? Romeo, I'm with my man, as you can clearly see. Shopping for your wife? As a matter of fact, I am. How you doing, sir? I'm Romeo. Do you mind if I, can I borrow your woman for a minute? I want her opinion on some things for the stuff I'm getting for my wife. Oh, you want my woman's opinion? Keisha. Hey, floor is yours, girl. Romeo takes Keisha over to a more private, more expensive part of the store to pick out rings for his wife. I miss you. This is not that, Romeo. I still miss you anyway. Why are you with him? And y'all in here looking at rings? The disrespect, Keisha. The disrespect. Oh, you want to talk about disrespect? How about us being in a whole ass relationship for 2 years and you up and marry someone else? Then you show up on my doorstep the very next day. Who the fuck does that? You know what? I can't do this. Don't walk away from me, please. Keisha, I need to see you. No, Ramon, it's over. See? You called me that nigga's name. And you said, it's over. So, baby, you know he's temporary. Let me see you later. Keisha looks over at Ramon and sees him going through his phone. Let me think about it. Don't think about it. Make it happen. I miss you, baby. And I need to see you. Romeo walked away and thanked Ramon for Keisha's time. And just like that, things between Keisha and Ramon became complex.